Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So today we have a video, and it's from the School of Life, and it's called the mind-body problem. So it tells us what happens when your mind and your body, you know, they're not coherent. So let's take a look at today's sentence. In fact, quite the opposite tends to happen. Our characters are liable to mold themselves to the personalities implied by our faces as a result of years of other people assuming that this must be who we are and treating us in the light of our appearance. In fact, quite the opposite tends to happen. Our characters are liable to mold themselves to the personalities implied by our faces as a result of years of other people assuming that this must be who we are and treating us in the light of our appearance. 那我们首先来看第一个字呢是 opposite。Opposite 呢是相反的，它的发音很特别，重音在第一个 o 的地方发 r， 嘴巴上下拉开的感觉。那 p o 呢，只是发短音 e， 所以发 op，op， 那后面的 s i t 发 zit， 有一个 z 的音。Opposite 是相反的。那再我们要来看的是 liable 呢，指的是有可能发生什么事情的。liable， 那它的重音在 l i 的地方发 i 的音，那 a 呢，只是发短音 e。Liable， 那我们可以说 they are liable to be misled， 他们有可能呢是被误导的。那它的名词呢则是 liability 的重音呢在 bi 的地方，那前面 lia 呢是发 liar， 那名词就是 liability。那我们可以说 doctors have to carry liability insurance， 医生们必须肩负起责任保险。那再来呢，我们要来看一个跟它长得很像的。Rely 呢，则是指依靠的意思，它的重音在 ly 的地方 ，re 呢是发短音 e。Rely， 那它的形容词呢，则是 reliable 就是可信赖的。那我们可以说 ，He is very reliable. I trust him with every task that I hand to him. 他非常可靠，非常可信赖。我每次请他做什么事情呢，他一定会马上达成。那 reliable 的反义呢，则是 unreliable。Unreliable 也是说非常不可靠的。再我们要来看的是 mold， mold 它这边的拼法呢是 mould， 那其实呢它跟 mold 是同一个意思，都是指模子的意思。 mold 举例来说呢，如果你有在看烘焙的频道，你可能就会看到说 you have to pour it into the mold， 你要把那个东西呢倒到模子里面才有可能就是出来是你想要的形状这样子。那 mold 呢当动词呢可以指的是塑造，或者是说对于某个东西呢造成影响这样子。那举例来说呢，我们可以说 Western culture has been molded by the Bible， 西方文化呢感受到就是圣经的巨大影响这样子。再我们要来看的是 imply 呢指的是暗指，它是动词，重音在 ply 的地方。 imply 它的名词呢则是 implication， 重音在 ca 发 a 的音。 implication 则是牵连啊或者是涉及。那我们回到它的动词原形呢，我们可以说 I think he is implying that you should leave right now， 我想呢它可能在暗指说你可能现在应该要离开。那它的名词 implication 呢，我们可以说 I think this is an implicationThat you don't really like your job right now. 我认为呢，这可能攸关到你现在其实并不喜欢你现在的工作。最后我们要来看的是 assume。Assume 呢，指的是假定啊，或者是预设的意思。它的重音在 sume 的地方 ，a 是发短音 a。Assume， 那我们可以说 My mom assumes that I go home every other weekend， 妈妈认为呢我应该就是每两周都会回家一次。那 presume 的话呢则是比较不一样咯， presume 呢有先入为主的感觉，所以它跟 assume 比起来是非常负面的。因为 assume 呢它只是就是 OK 你这样认为，可是 presume 呢你就是有一种先入为主，就是预先帮对方这样设想好这样子 presume。那我们可以说 You can't presume that this plan will be approved， 你不能先入为主的认为这个计划呢会被接受。那当然还有一个比较无关的，可是也长得很像，就是 resume。 resume 呢是恢复的意思，然后它的重音在 sume 这边，然后有一点 z 的感觉，有个 zoom 的概念。 resume 是恢复。那我们可以说 He resumed watching TV series after dinner， 他吃完晚餐之后呢，又回复到就是继续看他的影集啦。All right, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. In fact, quite the opposite tends to happen. Our characters are liable to mold themselves to the personality implied by our faces as a result of years of other people assuming that this must be who we are and treating us in the light of our appearance. All right, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below, and I will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!